Young Adult Profiles, Strong Paddles, Strong Testimonies in French Polynesia by Mindy Ann Levitt, Church Magazines. One young couple in French Polynesia finds that the gospel and their favorite sport have several things in common. In the middle of the Pacific Ocean lie 118 islands created from underground volcanoes or coral atolls. Filled with palm trees, black pearls, and tiare flowers, these islands are home to about 275,000 Tahitians, as inhabitants of French Polynesia are commonly called. Jerry Hu'uti, a 29-year-old convert, is one of those people. He relishes the national sport va'a, or outrigger canoeing, which has been an important part of his life since age 16. 5 years after he began racing, he met Ladrian, a champion paddler and a member of the church. Thanks to her example, Jerry was baptized and served a mission in New Caledonia while Ladrian served in Tahiti. They married 6 weeks after Jerry returned home. Now, several years and one son later, Jerry still participates in va'a tournaments, but he supports his family by creating paddles for va'a outriggers. "My business is right next to my house," he explains. "I go out and look for wood to cut up and glue together to create paddles." It sounds simple, but each of these beautiful wooden paddles takes 5 full days to make. And with about 20,000 paddlers on the Hu'uti's island of Tahiti, paddles are always in demand. Though Jerry and Ladrian are both busy with church callings, they still make time to go to the temple. "Because of our temple attendance, we have a better relationship," says Jerry. "We are also blessed on the work side of things. Selling paddles by yourself might work well enough, but if you do it with the Lord, it's better." That divine aid is vital to the Hu'utis. Jerry and his wife also have a strong testimony of tithing. "We never worry that Heavenly Father is going to bless us," Jerry says. "If you pay your tithing, you'll end up with more than what you have." For the Hu'utis, va'a is more than just a sport. The principles of dedication and commitment necessary to be good paddlers have helped both Jerry and Ladrian be more dedicated to the gospel. "In va'a, the physical counts for a lot," Jerry says. "But it's not the most important thing. What's more important is the mental, being determined to finish your race. When you have to paddle for 4.5 hours, your body can tell you that you can't make it, but your mind tells you that you can. In the gospel, determination is very important. Sometimes you get discouraged, but faith can help you succeed by following God's plan for your life. We can always learn something from va'a that applies to the gospel." More about Jerry. What's your favorite traditional Tahitian dish? Kaku. It's made from crushing breadfruit into dough and eating it with coconut milk and poisson cru, raw fish that is a Tahitian specialty. What do you do for fun? Our family likes to go to the ocean, gather leaves, and play together. What is a cultural practice unique to French Polynesia? Tahitian dancing is part of the Polynesian culture. The annual Heiva Dance Festival has been going on since 1881. The church in French Polynesia, 22,659 Latter-day Saints, 8 stakes, 83 wards and branches, 16 family history centers, 1 mission, 1 temple, Papiti. By the numbers, $100 million worth of black pearls exported annually. French Polynesia covers 1,930,500 square miles, or 3,106,839 square kilometers of ocean, but only 1,544 square miles, or 2,485 square kilometers of land. 79 degrees Fahrenheit, or 26 degrees Celsius, is the average temperature. Water temperature averages 80 degrees Fahrenheit, or 27 degrees Celsius. 13 letters in the Tahitian alphabet. Facts about Tahiti. Capital, Papiti, on the island of Tahiti. Languages, French, Tahitian. End of the section, Young Adult Profiles. Strong Paddles, Strong Testimonies in French Polynesia by Mindy Ann Levitt, Church Magazines. Read by Wes Nelson.